We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley. I need a second for that. I've been very involved this morning. I have been doing some detective work.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if I am going to. This story, it will blow your mind. And it's about to happen. I just want to, first of all, introduce Mr. Billy King.
Billy King's here.
Good morning.
It's interesting how whenever there are trade rumors and stuff, Billy's normally scheduled that way. Mm-hmm. And he can tell us the inner workings of these rumors as they emerge. We have as guest today also to help us with that is Kevin Cootey at 7, because he can do the Eagles, where this rumor is, and the Phillies, who are now, Al, on fire.
Mm.
4 in a row. This is getting interesting, Al.
You know what's fun about today?
Yeah.
The Mets play at noon, and the Phillies play at 4.
And then it's more fun tomorrow.
Exactly.
Because the Mets come here for the biggest baseball series in 2 years, minimum. But anyway, Kevin will be out at 7 to talk about that stuff at 8. There's nobody more controversial. And when you have a controversy, Al, you look immediately to the great Marcus Hayes. Because whenever there's a controversy, Marcus Hayes will make it worse. And we expect him to do that here at 8 o'clock. And not that we need any basketball expertise today since we have Billy King, but there's a lot going on with the Sixers right now, including a really annoying move they made yesterday. This is one thing I love, Rhea, is getting advice from mercenaries.
Yes.
And one of the mercenaries, Danny Green, is back, and Billy will take him apart later in the show. Right, Billy?
Shreds.
Punk.
I'm going to shred him.
Anyway, but I don't want to waste any time here because I don't know what to make of this stuff. You know, I mean, the world has changed in the years we've done this show.
Oh, yeah.
And now there are rumors all the time. And you have to sift through the ones that have validity and the ones that are just fun but aren't going anywhere. And a rumor broke last night at 10:52, almost 11 o'clock. That is why many people do not even know this rumor, although I have a very strong feeling Rhea will have it in the updates the rest of the morning.
Every single one.
All right. CBS Sports, Chris Trapasso. Al, now before I tell you what he reported at 10:52, I need you to know that Bleeding Green Nation, which is great at this stuff, actually vetted this guy after the fact. And they were able to determine, Al, that he is not a hot take guy.
Right.
Number one. That's important because the hot take guys just want your reaction. They don't care if they're right. And he is often right with his reports, but he's not a Schefter. He's not a Woj.
Yeah.
Those guys, Billy, those guys are getting their stuff directly from agents and GMs,
yes,
right? And they're doing the speaking for the agents and GMs. They're being used.
Yes.
Right? This guy would not be used because he's not in that circle of the special kind of announcement. These are media people that also work for the team or an agent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and you often can weigh the validity of a rumor by who's reporting it, right, Billy?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times when I was in the front office, I would look and see who was saying the story so you know where it was coming from. You knew, like, oh, that's coming from that agent.
Oh.
That's coming from that team because you knew who gave certain people certain information.
All right, but you were GM yourself. Did you ever leak stuff?
Yeah.
Really?
So casually.
Could you give me an example of when you leaked something out because you wanted the public to know before you did it?
Well, I mean, a lot of times it wouldn't be to leak it out. It may be a situation where a local, especially a local guy, because I always told those guys I would not lie to them.
Okay.
And if they had something, I would say, no, you can't go with that yet.
Ah.
But then if I knew it was somebody else had it, like a national guy called me, I would go back to that local guy and say, go with it quickly.
You took care of the local guy.
Yeah. Or, you know, and there were times you want things out there because maybe you're negotiating the contract and you want to know the number
right.
that you're trying to, and you think it's a good number. So you'll give it to somebody to get it out there so that, and help you in negotiations.
All right. Well, you need to know that before I say what this guy tweeted out. Because he tweeted out that the talks between Houston and the Eagles are heating up for Deshaun Watson.
Mm.
And furthermore, he said, still some hurdles to get over, but both sides attempting to come to an agreement. That suggests immediacy. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to understand, this is surprising because 9 days ago, we had the best sports reporter in Houston on this show.
Yep.
He has covered the Houston organization, the Oilers and then the Texans. Yeah.
45 years.
45 years, Al.
Jeez.
John McClain knows everything that's going on. If someone burps in the cafeteria, John McClain knows it within 5 minutes.
Right.
All right. This guy knows his stuff. 9 days ago, when I asked him directly about whether it was feasible that a deal could come together, here's exactly what he said.
Well, right now he's not going anywhere. He's been on the trade market since before the draft. Nobody's offered them a deal. The problem, of course, he has 22 lawsuits, civil suits for sexual assault and misconduct, unprecedented in NFL history. He has an NFL investigation. He has a police investigation from 10 women who had filed complaints against him. And the problem is nobody's made them an offer. There were teams, including the Eagles, that were interested before the draft and continue to be interested, but they want a resolution. Everybody wants a resolution.
Certainly sounds like an attractive trade commodity.
And remember, John said that he read
right.
every page of all
yes.
of the lawsuits, yeah. and it's disturbing.
He
was the
said
word.
It was disturbing. You're exactly right, Rhea. And it is very disturbing. This guy's got baggage. He needs an entire plane to carry all his baggage from Houston yeah. to here. However, let's look at some more things that are going on.
Yeah.
All right? Here's a weird one. This came out of nowhere 2 days ago. The Philadelphia Eagles announced the restructuring of contracts for Lane Johnson and Derek Barnett.
Yeah.
And in so doing, they were able to clear $14 million of cap space.
Hmm.
And it just so happens that they now have $16.1 million, and to add Deshaun would be $15.9
million. That fits.
Totally fits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't normally restructure contracts this time of the year. You do it before free agency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do it to clear space because you're about to sign somebody, and you got to make sure you have it. Billy, I'm sure you had to manage caps and stuff. Yeah. How does that ties in directly with Tarpasso's report?
No, it definitely ties in with his report. But also, I just think that they put him in a position if something were to happen down the road so they don't have to scramble to do this. Because then if they have to go and get guys try to restructure, if a guy doesn't want him to come in, they won't do that deal. So I think it just prepares them so if down the road it happens, they're ready.
Here's another ingredient to mull.
Because
this has been puzzling for months now. Everyone in the world knows Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback of the Eagles.
Yes.
They won't say it. Why won't they say it?
Because Nick Sirianni always said he likes competition. He wants guys to compete in everything they do. So I think it keeps the competition.
There's no competition.
Joe Flacco
is ancient. There's no competition. It's bogus. It's totally bogus. And yesterday, Howie Roseman, who hasn't not appeared recently here, there's been no clamor to hear from Howie.
Yeah.
Frankly, you know.
He was did the training camp.
Yeah, did
with
training camp
coach,
beginning
yeah.
last week.
But he did NFL Network yesterday.
Okay.
And here's what I keep hearing. I keep hearing tempered comments from the Eagles about Jalen Hurts, who could or could not be part of this deal. Remember, Al, do you know where Hurts comes from?
Houston.
Yeah. He could be going home. that might appeal to the Texans. They might go, let's bring this guy here. We'll develop him. We think he's going to be good. You heard, if you were listening yesterday when Nick Sirianni was on, he said the talent is not an issue. The arm is not an issue. He described a 55-yard pass to the back of the end zone that Hurts had thrown the day before, Al.
Right.
That was perfection.
Well, that's not the issue. It's the short-range accuracy.
Well, then you should have followed up and asked them, what about the short-range edges?
Well, I don't follow up there.
Yeah, good thinking. Maybe I should. But anyway, bottom line, though, is, Al, that Houston, it does look like Hurts would have appeal to him at being a Houston
yes.
kid and all that stuff, right?
Yep.
Howie yesterday at the NFL Network sounded noncommittal again. Listen.
You know, he's a young player who got some experience last year, obviously had a ton of big game experience in college, and giving him an opportunity to work with the ones, you know, take that job, play really well, and kind of go from there. And I think that it's our job to make sure he's got the best opportunity.
All right. Now, there's a couple other things here. Al, that is not a man crowing in love with I got a lot more love from Sirianni yesterday than Howie gave him on the national thing.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's going to make it a trade and bringing in another franchise quarterback, albeit an extremely controversial one, that's probably how he would talk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That fits, too. All right, but here's the problem I got. Billy, so far, what are you smelling here? Real or fake?
Fake. Sounds like, to me, like Houston's trying to create a market.
And Carolina was rumored as yesterday, yeah. So maybe that comes out and they're trying to drive up a price
yeah.
from Carolina.
All right, so wait, you would say then that this comes from Houston, and Houston is trying to keep his name in play and get people to bid.
They're trying to create a market.
But
like Rhea said, yeah, Carolina yesterday.
Well, what about Chris Trapasso? I'm going to figure his name
Trapasso.
Out at some
Trapasso.
Point. Trapasso. I should know. I think he's Italian. I yeah. think he would know. He's putting a lot on the line there.
Not really.
Yes, he is. I mean, he's saying they're working. When you're working out the details, you are near an agreement.
Well, if
there's an immediacy to that.
But he's in Buffalo, I think, writing up there covering
yeah.
the Bills. So if he's wrong, you know, he doesn't have to face the Houston or Eagles.
All right. So you think this guy is being used by Houston? They went from Houston to Buffalo to find a reporter to get this story out.
Yeah, and it could have been to Houston, or they could have told some guy they were talking to Buffalo, like, hey, we're close to getting a deal done.
Right, but this guy has a record of reporting this stuff, and then it happens.
Yeah.
He's got a record. You can look at – I'm not going to go through all of it because some of the stories, who cares? Mm. But the bottom line is he's usually accurate.
Yeah, he's been accurate.
All right. Even that one, Billy is not sold on that.
I just think it's too much coincidence for everything right at this point.
But here's the thing that doesn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I think this is a big deal. I should point one other thing out, because John Johnson had this and I didn't have this.
What is it?
Sometime during practice yesterday, there was a summit on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
And the summit included, this probably had to be at the end of the practice because Nick was very active screaming at Jalen Reagor during the practice. We'll get to that later.
I love that.
All right, we'll get to that later. But there was a summit out on the field in view of the media involving Nick Sirianni,
Nick.
Howie Roseman, his right-hand man, Andy Weidel,
yeah.
and the man who matters, Jeff Lurie, the owner. And it appeared to have intense components to it. But here's what doesn't fit, Bill.
Yeah.
By the way, Nick Sirianni hit a home run here yesterday. You heard it,
oh,
right?
It was amazing.
Tremendous, right? So I'm asking Nick about love of the game and stuff. And he said there is one combination of qualities that gives you the best chance to find success in a player. And one of those boxes is not checked by Deshaun Watson. Listen.
You always ask about a guy's character, and you always ask about if the guy loves football. Those are that's the first two questions I always ask. Because I was taught a long time ago that a guy that loves football and a guy that has high character, they're going to reach the potential that they have inside their bodies.
Al, the high character issue is not going to be one that Deshaun Watson.
Well, I want to know what height he's going to reach.
Well, yeah.
He's already one of the best.
Yeah, he's already really good.
I don't know.
No. Listen to me, people. No. no, 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 and then no. Don't do it. Don't do it. And I need your help this morning because this is a moral city.
Huh?
This is a city of high moral character. Mm-hmm. What are you looking at, Billy?
Yeah. Billy, I saw something behind you.
Billy, I don't like reading your face because a lot of times you're looking at me like I'm an idiot.
Well.
Now, he did it again.
Well, close
he did
your
it
eyes.
Again. We should be on television so people could see. Plus, he's good looking. But anyway, bottom line is this, Al. I don't think this guy would put this story out if he didn't. He thought he had something.
Well, of course
he
wouldn't.
I'm nervous about this. Well, I don't want this to happen.
Well, the Eagles could easily put a stop to it by just saying they love what they have and this is how. Yeah. If the owner just said that, we'd never heard that.
They haven't said
no.
They could have done that at any point.
Well, because this guy's on the table. This is a generational talent. He's going to be maybe the best quarterback in the league after Brady and Rodgers get done.
Do you want him?
I would not be. I would have interest, and I would have to talk to him. And I don't think you're allowed to now. But if you told me that I could have the best quarterback in the NFL,
he's not the best quarterback in the NFL.
In a year from now?
I don't know. A year from now, I could be in jail.
Well, that's exactly why I want to check. That's what I want to know.
He'll be the best quarterback on the prison
longest
team.
Yard.
Longest yard. Yeah, that's
very good.
I don't know that he's going to go to prison. I mean, to me, it's like, do I want him? I mean, I don't.
No! Rhea, say no!
I don't have any interest in him. I was a big Deshaun Watson fan. You read this stuff. Hmm. It's 22.
This guy's bad news. No! No! By the way, I asked Al for no. I didn't get it. I asked for Maria. She said it, but she wouldn't say the word no. Billy.
No.
Just say no, Billy. Say no.
He is very talented.
Oh, no. No.
No, 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 no. Here's my thing. I think you owe it to yourself to explore and find
out
exactly.
I've explored enough.
But like Maria said, reading what's out there is very disturbing.
You would not do it.
But the problem I have right now is if your quarterback is Jalen, you're not doing him. You're doing him a very disservice by doing allowing this to hang out there. Either come out and say he's our quarterback, we're not interested, or go make
the
deal.
It's terrible. They don't realize they did for 5 years. They did everything they could to coddle Wentz, and they're just letting this kid hang out there like this. And he's a professional, and he's way more likable than that phony Wentz ever was.
I mean,
and I got to watch them do this stuff. Yeah. No,
that's the only problem I have is you know this kid's trying to prepare for the season. Right. He's got enough pressure on him as it is, and so to me, to not come out and say one way or another, you're doing a disservice to him.
All right, I need some help here, people. Here is your phone number 215-592-9494, and here is what I'm going to ask you for a contest today. Al, it's a weird contest, but I think it's fun.
Oh. All right,
today is National Underwear Day. Right, and there's one thing that has always bothered me when I meet people. Who go what you call commando. Oh. I don't believe in it. I have never gone one day in my life sans underwear. I would not be able to live a day of my life without my underpants.
Okay. Where were we
you
going?
With me, Al?
No.
Billy?
Yeah.
Right? Nobody used to wear underwear.
Billy wears underwear. Do you wear underpants, Al?
No, but it went back in the day when you had jeans and just.
Well, can I tell you something right now? I'm thrilled in those years. I did not know that you had no underpants.
What the hell? Where are you going with this?
These are things you can't live a day without.
And we got from underwear.
That's what
underwear to there.
What the hell?
What can you not live without? You know what I'm going to give you today if
what?
You get our best answer?
What?
Billy King is the judge today.
Oh, yeah.
Billy's always Billy's a great judge.
Yeah,
right? Number one prize today, Brandon Graham Eagles jersey.
Ooh, yes.
What's great about that is it's good today and it's going to be good in 10 years.
Okay.
Because he's a Super Bowl hero.
Yes.
And there's a very good chance this is the only city he'll ever play in.
Yep. That's great.
215. I got Aiden, the Giants fan, and then I got you.
Hmm.
You're on in minutes if you call 215-592-9494. I can't believe, Al, I got to go to a Giants fan to interpret Deshaun Watson. But he's my first caller, and I will go to him right now, ladies and gentlemen. Adrian, the Giants fan. Hi, Adrian.
Uncle Angelo, listen, I'm going to talk about the Sixers. And then I'm going to say just a little bit about Deshaun Watson. Just
all right, what do you want to say about the Sixers? Because I have Billy King here. He was the GM at one time.
This is why I want to talk to Billy. Last conversation I had with Billy, Billy told me, which comes out of here. Ben Simmons is out of here. We can't keep him.
Yep.
But now, Billy, I don't know if we're gonna get the equal service back from me. Like we ain't gonna get equal value from Ben Simmons. So why can't Marvin's supposed to be so good now? That's all we need is a point guard, Bill. But we're the best team in the East last year.
Let him answer you, jackass.
Generally, when you're trading an all-star, it's hard to get value back, especially one that his value has gone down in Ben as he played last year. So you're not going to get the value back. I think Daryl's holding out. I think they really want Damon Lillard. I think that's the guy they've been trying to get. Bill, I don't expect to be traded from Washington. So it doesn't – go ahead.
Let me ask you this question. Do Damian Lillard put us over the top?
You have Damian Lillard and Joel, you got a great chance because you got a guy that can get you 50 in the backcourt and a guy that can get you 45, 50 in the front court.
Does Ben get you Lillard or you need more?
Going to need a lot more.
A lot more?
Yeah.
So Ben's value is way down right now.
Well, I think it was always never on the same par with Damian Lillard.
Okay.
I mean, Damian Lillard, he's a guy that is a scoring machine.
Right. Adrian, are you thrilled that Danny Green is back?
I mean, we could have spent $20 million a little bit better.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of other young players out there. I think we probably could have pulled off. I would have tried to get Wayne. Well, they let all the good guys go. I would have tried to get Wayne Ellington. I don't know if I'd have went back with. Because if he gets hurt, he's going to kill us again.
Adrian, so I hope he gets his ass booed the first game back here in the Wells Fargo. I hope he gets his ass booed for trying to tell the fans how to behave. We don't need his advice. He's nothing more than a friggin' mercenary. Shut up, cash your check, and go out there and maybe this time try to stay healthy in the playoffs. How about that, Danny?
Hey, Bill, let me ask you this. Do you think we can lure Rozier away from the Hornets? I mean, they got so many guards in that backcourt.
No.
You think – no?
No.
He said no. All right, get to Watson. Adrian, what do you think of Watson?
All right, let's go to Watson. Hey, listen. It's ironic today is underwear's day.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of gentlemen clubs here in Philadelphia. That's all you got to do is send him down to Delilah's and you won't get no more complaints. So bring him in. Nah, he's a bad guy. He's a perv. Nah, you don't bring him in. Did you read some of this? You got to read some of this stuff.
I can't read it. I started reading it and it was disgusting. This guy is disgusting.
I think he'd be good with the Giants.
He'd be good with the – do you want him, Adrian? You have a crappy quarterback. Why don't you take him?
Hey, he went to Duke.
Hey, look, everything goes in New York, so he'll fit right in.
Adrian, give me something you can't live a day without.
Oh, I can't live a day without a cup of coffee.
Coffee.
Oh, God, yes.
Coffee's a good one. Remember, Mr. Billy King is your judge today. Coffee is off the table. Everything else still available off the coffee table. 215-592-9494. We got our question today coming up, and I will get you up to date on the Phillies because, Al, this weekend is going to be spectacular.
Huge.
Will every ticket be sold?
It's got everything, man.
Come on, Al. It's got everything.
Yep.
This is the best baseball weekend we've had in memory in this city. Get your tickets now.
Yep.
Phillies.com. I'm telling y'all, it's a great series. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 622.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.